are two resolutions that I will be presenting. So I'm going to hand my gavel to my vice chair, and if you don't mind, vice chair, I will go.
Do we have an author?
Here, stand here, easier. Good morning. You have before you two resolutions, SJR 13 and SR 55. These resolutions are modeled after actions that were taken by the Illinois State Legislature. And what they do, one is oriented to the federal government and one is oriented to our California state and local law enforcement. And what these resolutions do is they denounce white nationalist and neo-Nazi acts of violence and ask that law enforcement treat these actions as terrorist actions and to use all available options, including our existing terrorism and anti-hate crime laws, to fully prosecute members of these groups. Now, I will refer you to page 4 of the analysis of SJR 13, where I don't know if in committee I need to ask permission to read or not. The third point,
granted.
Thank you, references our own Attorney General Jeff Sessions' indication that the attack in Charlottesville met the legal definition of domestic terrorism. And he indicated that we needed to start tracking domestic terrorist acts. So motivated by descriptions such as our Attorney General's description that these acts are under the legal definition terrorist acts, the resolutions urge that our law enforcement treat them as such and in the enforcement utilize those sections of our penal codes to bring charges against such folks. So that's the purpose, and I will close it at that and see if there's any questions.
Do you have any questions of the members? I'm happy that you're doing this, and I fully support it. I would like you to consider opening this up beyond neo-Nazi. Hate is hate. It
yes.
doesn't matter where it comes from, and it should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. And the only reservation I have on this is that it's too narrow, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
and that when you look at what's happening on our college campuses and you look at how people have used free speech as an opportunity to do acts of violence, terrorizing others, I just think that anybody who deals in hate, whether they're on the left or on the right or in the middle, I don't care, hate is hate. So I'd like for you to consider that. And I also, if you wouldn't mind adding me as a co-author, I'd like to be a co-author. Holly, we're getting ready to go to a vote. Do you have a question?
I do not.
Okay.
So, Mr. Vice Chair, I'd be happy to add you as a co-author. And if there's, I will revisit the text with committee staff to see whether there's any language that has overly narrowed this, because I agree with you. We want all actions of hate to be treated in this way. So we can look at that. We may encounter, I'm not sure when we can amend. We certainly will do our best just because of timing in the session, but we will do our best to do that.
My staff would be happy to help. We've identified additional hate groups that could be included, but the whole point is hate is hate. It doesn't matter where it originates. It's all wrong. I need a motion.
You need to establish.
Quorum. Oh, yes.
After the quorum.
Yeah. Skinner?
Here.
Skinner here. Anderson?
Here.
Anderson here. Bradford? Jackson? Mitchell? Mitchell here, Stone, Wiener.
Here.
Wiener here.
Senator Weiner.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. As a co-author, I'm fully supportive of this. I appreciate the remarks of the Vice Chair, and I agree hate is always, it's bad, no matter where it's coming from. And I've been very critical of some of the things we've seen in the past, for example, at UC Berkeley with what I perceive to be suppression of speech at times. We've also seen some situations at SF State with suppression of speech, and so that is bad and should be condemned. I do think, however, that what this resolution is getting at is a little bit, it's overlapping, but a little bit different than simply hate. When we talk about Nazism and white supremacy, it goes beyond what we all condemn in terms of violating anyone's free speech or showing that kind of hatred. It's about, you know, what happened in Nazi Germany in terms of 12 million people being massacred, and then white supremacy and slavery before it. So it's overlapping. I agree, overlapping in terms of hatred, but these are unique evils, I think, that deserve to be, I think, specifically called out. So if there's a way to massage the language to acknowledge that there are other forms of hate to be condemned, I would agree with that, but I just wouldn't want to dilute the message that these two very specific evils need to be called out.
Well, I would like to just point out, we did fight the Nazis in World War II. So it's not, I mean, they have a unique history where the world did not accept their view of, or their focus. So I get that completely, but hate is hate. And to allow someone to deal in hate and say, well, it's not as bad, all hate is bad. And I do understand, I'm not suggesting that we weaken the language. I'm suggesting that we strengthen the language. This is a great bill, but I think it would be even stronger if all hate was condemned. We can, you know, I'm not suggesting you don't have a paragraph designed specifically for what you have now. I'm just suggesting that we add all the hate groups, and any hate is condemned, because I don't believe that there's a place in this world for that. Hannabeth, Senator Jackson, you came in late. Did you have a question or anything? The bill's been moved. Well, I still have to get witnesses for and against. And Senator Mitchell, you do have your hand up. And it's always a delight to hear from you.
I appreciate your asking. We're going to be doing some hearings on First Amendment issues, but I think this is very timely. We can address the broader set of issues and how hate sometimes does foment other hate. Right now, we're looking at a particular set of circumstances that happened, and I think I certainly commend the author for doing this, so I appreciate your asking. As far as the other issues of this, we will be holding some hearings on hate. People are entitled to hate. It's unfortunate that they do. Some actions foment more hatred and then foment violence, and I think that we'll have a chance to look at that going forward, but I do support this effort, and I appreciate your asking me and pointing out I'm a little late, but I have read the bills, and I'm in very much in support. Thank you.
Senator Jackson, I knew that you'd have something important to say, and I don't want you to be overlooked. I've been late to your committee on many occasions. That was not my point. My point was your thoughtful input was welcomed. Senator Mitchell.
Thank you, sir. I just want to clarify that what's up for debate is SJR 13.
I presented on both, but we have taken them as separate actions. Yes.
Got it. Excellent. And while I really appreciate the discussion, the generic discussion around hate, I think it's also important that we're clear and remain in our lane as policymakers and acknowledge the fact that we can't legislate morality. And so while we talk about hate, I think our focus as policymakers is recognizing actions we can take to prevent one group from violating the fundamental rights of another group of people. So I think that's the lane I stay in. With that, Mr. Chairman, as I walked in the middle of your conversation about wanting to expand the groups listed, and I think that there probably is, the Southern Poverty Law Center has an amazing website that lists, you know, hate groups. So I'm assuming there's a definition of hate groups. I was just concerned, as you talked about broadening the list, while the bill currently lists two specific, what definition will you be using for hate groups? I just don't know how expansive the groups could get, because I don't, we may disagree on whether a group is considered a hate group or not. You see what I'm saying? So I'm curious as to who the groups are you'll list or where you'll get them from. You follow me?
We'd be happy to work with the author and get her some additional names. There are plenty of places and organizations that list hate groups. Mm-hmm. I don't think this should be a political issue. I think that it's very clear people that deal in hate mm-hmm. and who act on hate should be included in this, because I think that there's no place for that in our society today. And, you know, of course, I support everyone's free speech, and that means that I may hear the most vile of things from people, but acting on those vile things, that is where the distinction is. You don't have a right to harm another for those specific reasons.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I was not attempting to make it political at all. I'm attempting to get clarification on terms of, as we use the term hate groups, if there is a source or a list, if we're going to add additional groups to the bill, that we could be clear about what the author is agreeing to accept as we vote today. That was my only question.
I agree. Wholeheartedly. Now, we need witnesses for. Do we have any witnesses in support? Yes, ma'am. You can come right up here if you wish, or you can go back there, whatever you like.
Michelle Thomas Shaw, representing Alameda County District Attorney Nancy O'Malley, in strong support.
Excellent. Any other witnesses in support? How about witnesses in opposition? Having seen none, would you like to close?
Thank you. Appreciate it. So I want to clarify, I appreciate the conversation that has occurred between the committee members, that my indication of willingness to work with staff and my vice chair was not a assent to add any and all additional groups, but rather to look at whether there are legitimate ways that we should modify the language, which we will do. I also wanted to mention that I have a bill, SB 630, which is in the Assembly now, which strengthens California's hate crime law. And I'm very appreciative that the representative of the Alameda County DA's office attended, because it was the DA's who brought to my attention that they have felt that there were certain times when they wanted to use hate crime charges that they felt there was ambiguity in the law. So if we take the example of the Charlottesville incident, where the driver who drove into the crowd did not know who he would hit, and the fact that he killed a woman who, as far as we know, does not fall in the category of a protected class. So in other words, as far as we know, she was not Jewish, she was not LGBTQ, she was not black, or any other of the protected class, then thus far, that individual has escaped a hate crime charge. So the other bill that I will have before us at some point, hopefully, addresses that. But in the meantime, I brought these forward now, the SGRs and the SRs, so that our law enforcement, so that we gave a clear direction to our law enforcement, because we are seeing these very aggressive and public, both acts of violence and invocations of violence occurring, and motivated primarily, so at least to date, by these white self-identified white nationalist and neo-Nazi groups. And fortunately, this weekend, we are communities that had some of these rallies escaped any serious impacts or violent impacts. But we know that there are more planned. So that is the purpose of bringing these before you. And I, again, appreciate the conversation, and I ask for your aye vote.
Before we go to the vote, I just want to point out that the Southern Poverty Law Center has identified 79 active groups. Only 44 of them deal with in relation to nationalists or Nazis. Uh-huh. So there are other opportunities that are there. And
we'll look at that.
Because we got a kind of a slow start this morning, I know some members have come in. I want to make sure that any member that was interested in asking to be a co-author has been given the opportunity. Does anybody? This is such a important issue. I'm sorry for changing the process a little bit, but I want to make sure that every member who wants to be part of the solution gets an opportunity. Senator Stone.
Thank you, Senator Anderson and Senator Skinner. Thank you very much for your leadership in bringing this forward. I wholly support your effort, and I would love the opportunity to be a co-author with you and stand up against hate and the extremism they're seeing out in various areas of the country. Thank you very much for bringing it forward.
Certainly.
Senator Bradford. I saw your mic up, so I didn't know if you put it up as a statement or okay. So let's this is due past the Senate floor, is that correct? Adopted to the floor. And would you please roll call?
Skinner?
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Anderson, aye. Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Jackson?
Aye.
Jackson, aye. Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Stone?
Aye.
Stone, aye. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
So that's the first one.
That's correct. So please present SR 55.
I presented them together, so.
So you want us just to vote on them together? Okay, if you wouldn't mind. Do we need to have a motion for the SR 55, though? And then I think we have to ask any witnesses in support.
Michelle Thomas Shaw, representing Alameda County District Attorney Nancy O'Malley, in strong support.
Thank you very much. Any witnesses in opposition? Having seen none, I would also like to be added as a co-author to this. I think that both these issues are very, very important. Senator Stone?
Ditto. Thank you again, Senator Skinner.
Do any of the members have any questions? Perfect. So, I'm sorry, did we get a motion on this already?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Mitchell. If you wouldn't mind calling the roll.
Motion is be adopted to the floor. Skinner?
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Anderson, aye. Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Jackson?
Aye.
Jackson, aye. Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Stone?
Aye.
Stone, aye. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
Senator, thank you so much for these thoughtful resolutions.
Certainly.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh,
my pleasure.
Having no further business, we will now adjourn the Public Safety Committee.